8:1.
TalkLine is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during TalkLine may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Support for TalkLine is provided by Vitus Terminals, a local crew happy to fuel you. More information at BethelFuel.com.
Express yourself.
Good morning. Welcome to TalkLine on this Halloween. It's October 31st, 2025. I'm Diane McGachran, and in the booth is Matthew, and we will be doing our show today. Happy to take your calls, your emails. You can be anonymous for both. We'll read them over the air if you send an email. I think we have a caller that just came in. Is that right, Matthew? All right, yeah. He's typing out his name for me. That's John. Oh, John Nick. Good morning, John. John Nick, you're on the air. Hello?
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, okay.
Oh, I kind of feel, I didn't want to make the call, but I feel like I want to share it with people. You've got to watch out nowadays for people who are scamming you. You know, not now that the funds come out and they have all text scams where you pay a certain amount of money and you can get a benefit from these programs. Well, that's not all true. They're feeding on the gullible and the people who are in need. And when you get desperate, you do stupid things like that, which I admit I did. And now I learned a hard lesson not to be easily scammed or talking in a situation where it ain't all true. And I want to warn people about that, because now that all the funding comes out and everybody's going to be looking for some sort of help, and maybe the people who are scamming people have heard about that too, and they're going to, you watch out who you ask for help from, because all they're going to do is rip you off and make things worse. And I don't want you to be a victim. I'm going to, faxed these guys and told them what's going on, that I exposed them people on TalkLine that reaches all over Alaska and the village and sometimes the lower 48. And I want to let them know that people will listen and not ignore the facts, because these people feed on gullible poor people who are disabled and who are in need of money. Now that all the programs have been cut off, a lot of them are going to be searching for help. And I want to warn people who you deal with on these issues. And I told them, if I don't get my refund, which is a small amount, but within a week, I'm going to expose their name and who they work for, and I'll put their name on there. And if they want to countersue, I'm welcome. I'll tell them, go for it. Let's go to court on this. And then I'm not afraid of that, because I'll keep all the dialogue. And I did nothing wrong but be honest. All they gave me was dishonesty and greed for money. That's all they wanted. So I learned a hard lesson from here on. I just want to warn people so people know the facts rather than be falsely informed. I might be helping somebody else besides trying to help myself, you know. So thank you.
All right. Thank you. Yeah.
I hope.
That's something to be really careful about is scams. Either you get a text message that says something's going on with your bank, please, you know, go to this web. Oh, I can't hear you, Matthew. Are you talking?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, or redeem this code.
Right.
Yeah, they send a text message, and more than, you know, 9 out of 10 times it is a scam because these funds, these corporations and all these, you know, entities for helping with these funds, they will not reach out to you. You have to go to their website or call them in to make a donation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so just being aware of, you know, how the text message is looking like. You know, they could be descriptive, but, you know, one of the things you got to look out for is the text message asking to redeem a code or, you know, you have to pay this amount or mm-hmm. something's wrong with your Apple account or your wallet, but it's more than 9 out of 10 times it's not true for scams.
Yeah, yeah. It's something to be – it's happening more and more, different kind of scams. Or you get an email that seems realistic, but it's actually not. You should contact directly your bank if it's about your banking – like that. So, all right. So that's so nice, John, that you called in about that. So we have a quick email. This is from YKHC. YKHC will be giving flu and COVID-19 vaccines today from 1 to 3 at the hospital in the gathering place, which is next to the cafeteria. Both are available for anyone 6 months and older. Okay, so flu and COVID-19 vaccines today, 1 to 3, in the gathering place near the cafeteria. Okay, thank you for that. Okay, so we have, let's see, I think I have a quick announcement, a quick Tundra Drums announcement that Alaska Department of Fish and Game is offering 100 resident-only permits for a moose hunt to support communities impacted by Typhoon Halong. The hunt area stretches from the mouth of the Kuskokwim River to Kalskag, known as Zone 1 of the RM61 moose hunt area. Permits will be issued online only at hunt.alaska.gov starting November 9th at 9 a.m. and the season runs until January 15th. That's a long time. Alaska residents who have not harvested moose since July 1st, 2025 are eligible to participate and must possess a valid Alaska resident hunting license. The bag limit is one moose and proxy hunting is allowed for this hunt. Okay, so again, you could go to hunt.alaska.gov and starting November 9th at 9 a.m. The season starts and runs until January 15th. Okay. Now the two movies that are playing, now I already know which one Matthew's going to, which one he wants to take his younger cousins to.
Which one, Dan?
Chainsaw Man.
I've actually watched the anime, and I'm not going to be bringing my siblings
don't
there
because
it's
I was going to say.
Yeah, it's
gory.
14 plus. Yeah, it's gory.
Yeah. But so you went to see it?
No, not yet. Oh. But I've seen the anime on Crunchyroll. It's a platform for
Crunchyroll.
Yeah, it's
that? Okay.
Yeah, it's a platform for a ton of anime shows are at. And yeah, this is one of the more popular animes.
Mm-hmm.
It's very good. I'm going to be definitely seeing it on Sunday. So.
Well, I mean, it's and this is animation.
Yeah.
Japanese animation. It's mm-hmm. called anime, and it's a particular kind of animation,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. And there's a lot of games that are around anime characters, but this is actually a movie. And now it's described as the animation is stunning, mm-hmm. supposedly it took over 3 years to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably
yeah. Some of these movies for nice. Japanese anime, they take years to
yeah.
finish.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing. But the reviews on it are really like expertly paced, breathtaking, great animation, great everything. So you'll be going to see that. Okay. Matthew will be going to. And now, did you go see? I don't know anything about Black Phone 2. I didn't even know there was a one.
I didn't either. I haven't seen it. It looks like a horror thriller. Kinda.
Yeah. Now, this is its third week. Usually, shows are there for 2 weeks, but this one's.
Yeah, they're usually there for an extra week.
Yeah. So I'm going to look up what it says about that one. This one didn't get as good a reviews. But. Well, someone wrote, this is the worst movie I've ever watched. But, okay. But then some people really liked it.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So it's kind of a gory and emotional. It's like an 80s horror show. Oh, Matthew, you weren't even born then, were you?
What's that?
You weren't born in the 80s, were you?
Nope.
No, okay.
1999.
Oh, 1999, that just seems like yesterday. All right, so anyway, let me give out the numbers real quick if you want to make a call. The numbers are, of course, 907 and then 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954, and you can email us at radio@kyuk.org, and you can also, are we on TV today? Oh, we are. So you can
yeah.
watch, if you want to watch this live, watch Diane Take Calls. You can on channel 17.1, and I don't know how you get to 17.1, but there is a process. Some people already have it, though. So, hi, if you're watching on TV. We have a caller, Susan from Bethel. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Oh, just great.
Good.
I see a little warmed up a little bit. It's
yeah.
still winter, though. We are in winter.
Yep.
For sure. I want to let people know Tuesday at noon to 2, is going to be called Resource Connect. In the past, we did like a Wholeness Connect in November, but because of all the different things going on, you got your displaced typhoon people and household relatives that are hosting, you know, families that are like households now of 10 to 20 people. We got the federal furlough people that haven't been paid for a month. We got Meals and Wheels ended, and SNAP's going to be on hold. So there's a lot of like hardship situations going on right now. Energy assistance is on hold. So what we're doing with, it's called Homeless, instead of Homeless Connect, it's going to be Resource Connect, and it's going to be for anybody and everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And since we opened up the gates to include more people, Teresa's coordinating this, the librarian. She's been getting lots more calls of other vendors like FEMA and others that want a table there. So it should be well attended. There'll be somebody giving haircuts, so there'll be flu shots and COVID shots and, a meal there. People can bring pots of chili or soup or cookies or, you know, baked items because they'll be like, they can eat there.
I'm going to bring salmon chowder. My homemade
salmon chowder.
That'll
be a hit.
Yeah, yeah.
That'll be a hit.
That's
and then, that'll be going on from noon to two. People can set up like 11, 11:30.
Cultural center.
Culture center.
Mm-hmm.
And, I've been working with Search and Rescue for having that be available, too, so people can go over there afterwards or whatever. And there's lots of clothes and shoes and hygiene items and things like that over there.
Over where?
At the Search and Rescue.
Okay, Search and Rescue. Okay.
Yeah, the meeting building, not the warehouse building next to it, but the meeting building. It's just tables stacked with stuff. And I've been talking to them about, I'm going to make sure like somebody's there the same afternoon or something. So they can go there. every time I'm over there, there's somebody manning the place, so I don't think that's going to be a problem at all. So again, it's called Resource Connect, and it's for anybody and everybody, and it starts at noon and it goes from noon to 2.
Okay, and, thank you.
And people can register for food bank too, because food bank income limits are really generous to begin with. People qualify already that don't even know they do.
Mm-hmm.
So we plan to have that there too, for people to register, because the following Saturday will be another distribution. But we'll talk to that next week when I call, because I don't want to get too far ahead of things or people get dates mixed up.
Right,
so just circle Tuesday on your calendar and
noon
come
to
see
two.
Us there.
Okay.
Uh-huh. All right.
Awesome. Thank
and the
you.
Library and the library now has a JV person that'll be there, so people can meet her too.
Oh, good. Yeah. Helping
right.
facilitate. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. All right. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye. Okay, that's a terrific event. Cultural Center, noon to 2, that's a place to go to find out what kind of resources, what you can sign up for when you've been impacted by the typhoon or your family has. And then there'll also be some meals there that you'll be able to have. You can take home with you or eat there. So it'll be a really nice event. Cultural Center. I guess FEMA will also have a table there. That's the Federal Emergency Management arm of the U.S. government. Yeah, okay. So, and I just wanted to say also that, oh, yeah, Matt? Oh, I just wanted to say that I know of some people who have been sort of right there giving support to people when they, at first when they ended up at the Armory and then when they ended up in Anchorage. And people in Anchorage, people from this region who already live in Anchorage, who have gone to the Alaska Air Convention Center when people were housed there and are tabling. And I know that it meant a lot to people from Kipnuk when they would go to the table and there's two people who are from this region. And in one case, it was one of my students, and at the table were two of my other students who live in Anchorage and are in the associate degree program, and that was so cool because they really could connect, and that must have meant a lot to people to see familiar faces like that and people who would understand them and could speak Yukden if they needed it. And so anyway, I just really appreciate all those people who have done that. And then, of course, the Bethel Friends of Canine rescuing about 200 dogs that got shipped here and then into Anchorage and then into different foster homes in Anchorage as well. So people really stepped up very quickly, and it made a really very big difference. So a lot of appreciation for that. Okay, so did you have something, Matthew?
Yes,
oh,
I
yeah.
actually have a announcement to make. It's from Gleek Cafe. It's the Gavaktovic Customer Lodge.
Mm.
They invite all families to their fun Halloween event at Gavaktovic Customer Lodge. Trick-or-treating begins at 5:30 p.m. with prizes given out for the best costumes. So, and also, they will be decorating cupcakes with kids beginning at 6:15 p.m. Wear your costume to their spooky dinner and receive a free fountain drink with a purchase of their Halloween entree.
Oh.
They will also have jumbo Boo-licious decorated cupcakes for sale beginning at 10 a.m.
You know, I was thinking about how you could have, like, in the lower 48, like, in my community,
mm-hmm.
You could have fish eyeballs, and that would freak people out. But up here, it would be like, yay, delicious.
Right.
For your Halloween thing. Okay, so, that's a nice, that'll be a fun event. Now, do you go trick-or-treating, Matthew?
I haven't in the last couple of years.
Well, I hope not. You're a little old for that.
Well, I mean, everybody loves candy, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
No, I haven't in a couple of years. Uh-huh. This year, most likely not, unless my siblings and cousins do want to go out, then I'll for sure bring them out.
Oh, yeah, you got to.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
And you'll carry a bag. They'll carry a bag for you on your behalf.
Right. No,
so you
I'll gather all the candy all for myself.
Yeah.
They're my little troops.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. That was fun as a kid doing that, going trick-or-treating. I enjoyed that. All right. So a couple of more Tundra Drum announcements while we wait to see if someone would like to call or email us. Oh, yeah, you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. Okay.
I also do have another announcement.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. So there's a free so this isn't here in Bethel. It's in Anchorage, and this is for evacuees from Typhoon Halong. So anyone listening, if you know anyone that was displaced from Typhoon Halong who are in Anchorage, there's a free eye clinic for by District 49A Lions. For evacuees starting November 2, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Mountain View Lions Clubhouse. It's located at 501 North Pine Street in Anchorage. It's a first-come, first-serve. Again, it's come pick up free glasses. You know, you could, yeah, free eye clinic. Get your eyes checked out, get free glasses. Starting on November 2, at 11 a.m. to 7 p.m.
That is amazing. That is so if you're in town here, but you have family who is displaced and they're in Anchorage, that's November 2nd? No.
Yeah, November 2.
Oh, Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, Sunday from 11 to 7 p.m., free eye exams, and that includes glasses?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yes, free eye clinic. Yeah, come pick free glasses, eyeglass, Eye Guys Alaska will be there to reprint RXs. I think that's, I don't know what an RX is.
Prescription.
Okay. And distribute ordered glasses from this summer. So, yeah.
Wow.
That'd be great.
Okay. Yeah. Excellent. I did wonder, you know, what if I had to get up in the middle of the night and try to escape like people did?
Mm-hmm.
What would I do without my glasses?
Right.
And then, but I can't go get them. I have to get on the plane and then I have to get into Anchorage. And then I've got to read documents that I might have to sign or something. So, anyway, that's a really great offering for vision exams.
So Halloween is today, obviously. The Yukon Kuskokwim Consortium Library will be closed today for KUC campus activities and to prepare for their trunk or treat. Trunk or treating starts at 5:30 p.m. tonight, October 31. If you are passing out candy, make sure you are in a place by 5:15. They don't want the cars pulling in while kids are trick or treating.
Mm-hmm.
Parking is across the street at the Lions Club Park.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the haunted firehouse goes from 6 to 9 p.m. And that's the fire department haunted house.
Oh, my gosh.
And also the haunted carnival here at KYUK tonight at 6:30 to 10. We have a Halloween passport that kids can get stamped as they complete each Halloween activity. And they will have goodie bags as supplies last for kids that complete all three Halloween activities. Police officers will help kids cross the street. Yeah, police officers will help kids cross the street, but be safe and look both ways as you go from activity to activity. So, yeah, there's a lot going on today.
Wow, I didn't realize it was so extensive here at KYUK to have that. That they get a passport,
mm-hmm.
Halloween passport, and then they can go. There's different stations, or
yeah.
And are they guided when they come in?
I believe the fire department. I know that there's going to be a lit way from the fire department to here.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. There'll be lights, you know, just to guide people through.
So they could go to trunk or treating,
mm-hmm.
fire department,
haunted house,
and then
KYUK haunted house. Yeah.
That is so awesome. And then when they come here for the KYUK haunted house, will they be guided by one of you scary, terrifying people?
Yeah, we'll have a guide going through the haunted house with the groups of four or five.
Oh, my gosh.
And, yeah, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be very, very fun.
Oh, my gosh. That's so cool. Okay. Awesome. So there's just a lot of fun tonight for kids.
Yeah, it, even there's a lot of stuff going on at Kvachtvik as well, what I said earlier.
Oh, yeah. Right. Okay, yeah. So, wow, it's going to be a hop in town tonight. So please, if you're driving, do be very careful. Might have some little vampires running around, or especially on the side streets if they're going door to door. A little bit slick at times on some of the roads, so we all want to be careful about that. Okay, there'll be a revival meeting at the United Pentecostal Church with missionaries Ezra and Ashley Roberts. And this can... Wait. Oh, the revival meetings at... Oh, okay. The revival meetings at the United Pentecostal Church with Ezra and Ashley Roberts continues on Sunday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And the church is located 451 Ridgecrest Drive, which is right across from AC, I think. All right. We're going to go to Laura Ellsworth. Good morning, Laura. You're on the
good
air.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, I'm calling in to talk about some fun stuff coming up next week. We have the Bethel Bowls event is coming back.
Oh.
And if you haven't attended that before, that's the ceramic pottery sale.
Oh, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's next Friday, and it's at 6, and it is crazy. So people line up outside the door to get in right when we open the doors.
Right. Yes.
And aside from it being crazy, it's also wonderful.
It is wonderful, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's just some really fabulous bowls that come out from, you know, new artists all the way up to master ceramicists. And all of the, it's a kickoff. So all of the funds go to support both SWAG and then the kickoff to the Bethel Gives season, which supports 9 local nonprofits in our community.
Cool.
Yeah,
yeah. I have a couple bowls from there.
I had to
claw my way through people to get them, but no, I'm just kidding. But there is a lot of people. It's very popular because the artwork is beautiful. The bowls are really nice designs.
You
color.
Gotta like throw an elbow every once in a while.
Well, I mean, I don't want to admit to that.
In addition to that, we've got other events that are happening at the same time at the Bethel Bowl. So Don Reardon, a local author, is coming out. He's going to be doing a book reading. And we're going to have some music from Velma Lyle. And the library will be there doing an art craft for kiddos.
Oh.
And there's going to be ice cream. KYUK is coming to bring some ice cream there.
Lots
of fun things.
Yeah.
You should definitely come out and support, especially if you haven't been there before. Get some beautiful bowls for your cupboard and support all the great nonprofits doing work in the community.
Cool. That is a wonderful event.
So that's next Friday. Oh, and I forgot to mention, at the event, we are also announcing the winners of our Best in the West program, and we are just really excited about the applicants this year, as we are every year. Those are local, new, or continuing artist business folk who are being awarded some startup costs.
Oh, and are you allowed to say the names or no? Not yet.
Well, we've got four applicants this year.
Oh,
and,
okay.
We haven't gone through the rest of the program, but we will be saying all of the winners and the names at the Bethel Bowls event. So that's next Friday, 6 p.m.
Okay, yeah. Awesome. All right.
Yeah.
And all right, yeah, so that's two really nice. Well, no, that one's at the Bethel Bowls. That Friday night, next Friday night's going to be a really big deal, the Cultural Center.
It's going to be packed with lots of fun things happening. So
anyway,
thanks for letting me share. Happy Friday, everyone, and happy Halloween.
Okay, thank you. You too.
Thanks.
Okay, bye. Okay, that's going to be really good. A book reading by Don Reardon, Velma Lyle.
Yep, live music, and KYK's bringing out some ice cream.
Yeah, what kind of ice cream, may I ask?
Because
I'm picky.
Honestly, I have no clue. I'm not the one coordinating with this, but I am going to be helping out.
Okay. you're going to be a scooper.
Yes.
All right, I've got an email that I'm going to read. Good morning. I wanted to ask how can we donate native foods for those that were displaced from Typhoon Halong, especially those that got sent to Anchorage? Okay, thank you for your email. I'm going to put that out there. There, I thought that there was a way to do that. So,
sorry, can you repeat that?
We have an email that says, good morning. I wanted to ask how we can donate native foods for those that were displaced from the typhoon, especially those that got sent to Anchorage.
I believe you could hit up AVCP Inc. and or the Bethel Search and Rescue for that. I also know that there's another entity out here in Bethel. I'm trying to think about it. I honestly forgot the name. Give me one second.
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if there's a location where it gets gathered and shipped. Yeah. Okay. Do you want to? Are we going to take our little 2-minute break?
Yeah, we could take our break.
Okay, we're going to take the two. Yeah, we'll take our station break, and we'll try to find that information out about donating native foods.
All right, stay tuned.
All right.
Hi, this is Norman Jaffa from Bethel Search and Rescue. Wise to stay on the snow machine trail or the ice road and be wary of all single tracks. Just because one person made it doesn't mean you will. You're listening to KYK 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, step right up for a free night of fright this Friday, Halloween night, from 6:30 to 10 p.m. KYUK, Bethel Actors Guild and Teens Acting Against Violence dare you to check out this year's carnival-themed haunted house. We'll be waiting for you. Children under 10 must be accompanied by an adult.
All right, everyone, welcome back. Now, did you find out information, Matthew? No.
No. So, AVCP Inc. and also Bethel Search and Rescue are good entities to reach out to. To send out native foods. I believe they also have more information about who else you could contact and send food to.
Oh, okay. All right, there's a email that there is a hallelujah party tonight at 6, also at the Pentecostal Church. There'll be food, games, candy, Hallelujah party. I guess that's their version of a Halloween party or something. Okay. And also, oh, she sent the same email twice, this person. Okay, yeah, so food, games, candy tonight at the Bethel United Pentecostal Church at 6 to 8 p.m. Fellowship, food, games. That'll be fun. They've got some. They have a couple pictures from last year's, I guess, and it looks really good.
Yeah, it looks fun.
Kids having fun. Okay. So our numbers are 907-543-5985, 907-543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954, and you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. And you can be anonymous for your emails and your calls. All right, so another announcement, registration is now open for preschool, youth, and adult swim lessons. Sessions start November 11th and go until December 20th. You can call 543-0390 or visit the YK Fitness website, which is ykfitness.org, for more information. So the swim lessons begin November 11th, and they go till December 20th. Yeah. Well, I think you know I used to be a swim coach, swim instructor, Matthew.
Really? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. And I was a water safety instructor, and so I would new mothers with newborn babies,
mm-hmm.
like before the age of about 6 months, I would teach, you know, they would float their babies in the pool. You can actually dunk the baby underwater,
mm-hmm.
because they automatically shut down their breathing, not past a certain amount of time. But, yeah, they would go underwater, and they'd smile at their baby underwater, and their baby would smile.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a really fun class. But the swim team I was on in California was really good. Like, two of the people, they went on to the Olympics. And
oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Shirley Babishoff and Brian Goodell.
Okay, for sure. Okay. Well, where did you, where were you a swim instructor at, a swim coach?
In Dale City, Virginia, Northern Virginia, okay. When we lived there. And then I swam on a team in Southern California.
Oh, wow,
When I was growing up, yeah. So, okay, so that, there'll also be free lifeguard certification courses coming up. Get certified as a lifeguard and get a job, because they always have lifeguard openings at the pool. You can call 543-0390 or visit the ykfitness.org website for more information. So that's a free lifeguard certification course, and that's coming up, so you want to get signed up for that. And this announcement's a little bit further down the road. SWAG, which is Southwest Area Arts Group, and First People...
Southwest Alaska Arts Group.
Oh, Southwest Alaska Arts Group.
Hmm.
Yeah, thanks.
No problem.
I appreciate that. And First People's Fund are hosting a free professional development training in Bethel November 22nd and 23rd at the Kuskokwim campus. Now, space is limited. Now, I'm going to say the email, but it's so hard sometimes to read some of these kind of emails over the air. It's nice if there's a phone number, then they can just call. But you can register at Formstack, now is somebody going to write this down? I don't know. Formstack.io/7E47.
Yeah, that. Yeah,
I'm gonna have to announce that every Friday. I mean, this will get announced again, but
for sure.
If there was a phone number people could call, that would be probably awesome, too. Okay. Anyway, that's that announcement. And everyone already knows that next Friday, Bethel Bowls, ceramic pottery sale, and community dinner. Now, see, that part I didn't realize. So there's more than just ice cream. There's like, they're going to be selling
yeah.
food for mm-hmm. eating. Okay. book reading by Don Reardon, live music by Velma Lyle. Soup. Oh, yeah. So there'll be homemade soups that you can then put into your newly purchased bowl. Okay. There'll be arts and crafts for all ages, ice cream for dessert. And, yeah, so that's going to be a big event next Friday. But tonight's a biggie. What's kind of cool is people can go to Trunk or Treat. Then they can go over to the firehouse for their haunted house. Then they can come over, and all this walking, you know, then they can walk over to KYUK for its haunted house. So it could be like a whole evening of going to different things that are really fun for kids. Okay, we have a caller coming in. And we're going to go to Henry from Kasigluk. Hello, Henry.
Hi.
Hi.
I would like to say happy Halloween to all family and friends near and far.
Okay. Will you be giving out candy tonight?
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay.
I finally called into this talk show.
Oh,
no. I usually don't.
Are you usually too shy?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad you called. It's easy, right?
Yeah, I speak in both languages, Yupik and English language.
Yeah. So.
Nice to hear your voice. I finally heard your voice in a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was out for. I didn't do the show for 2 weeks, I think, because I was teaching. Also, when you do call into the show, it's good when you, if you turn off your radio. Because, see, I can hear my voice in the background if you're... So sometimes... Yeah, when you call... Yeah, that's a good...
Yeah,
there you go. So now we're... It's good.
Yeah.
Are you going to dress up today for Halloween tonight? Are you going to try to scare kids?
I don't know. We'll see.
All right. Well, it's really nice that you called, and see, it's easier than you think.
Yeah. When I was a little boy, I used to dress up for Halloween every Halloween season.
Yeah? And did you have a lot of fun?
Yes.
Did you get into any mischief, Henry?
It's been a long time. I don't know that. Time I was very young.
Yeah, yeah. You've outgrown that.
Yeah. It's my first time calling to this talk, so maybe when I have problems, I'll stop calling.
You're welcome to call in every Friday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that would be nice.
All right. I think that's all. I just wanted to say happy Halloween.
Okay. Thank you so much for making this your first call, too. That's great.
Yep.
All right.
You're welcome.
Okay. We'll hear from you again, maybe, down the road.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Take care, Henry. Okay, bye. That was nice. Oh, okay. So it's Laura. Laura. Hi, Laura.
Hi, guys. I just thought I'd call back in and share some info about the Native Artist Professional Development.
I know, because I couldn't... I mean, I read those emails over the air, and I don't know if the address really gets through.
Right. So if folks want to learn more info, the simple way to go and find that is on SWAG's Facebook page. We have an event there, and the registration is linked in there, along with all of the other information about what type of topics will be covered. But basically, this is... a free workshop happening in Bethel for Native artists. And the professional development that they're going to be helping you work on is anything from emerging artists who are looking to start a business or seasoned artists who are looking to kind of delve further into growing their business. And the instructors are with the organization First Peoples Fund. And we couldn't be more excited to have them come out and have this wonderful opportunity in Bethel.
That is right. November 22nd. Okay.
Sign up ahead of time. The seats are limited, so sign up ahead of time. You can find that link on our SWAG Facebook page in our events. And there are some travel scholarships available for folks in the YK Delta outside of Bethel who would like to come in and attend. So if that's you, find that Facebook event, sign up, and then indicate you're interested in some travel assistance, and we'll get you into Bethel.
Okay, and for the Facebook page, all they have to put in is SWAAG.
You can find it easier if you type the full name. So
okay.
It's Southwest Alaska Arts Group.
Okay, got it. All right.
Yep. Yeah,
that's
thanks,
very helpful.
Guys.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
Okay, bye. Okay, yeah, so look up Facebook Southwest Area Arts Group. No, I'm sorry, I did it wrong again. Southwest Alaska Arts Group. And that's where you can get more information to sign up for the professional development training for artists, Native artists, on November 22nd. All right, so thank you, Laura, for calling in and giving us a little more assistance with how to find out more. Okay, we're going to go to Yvonne from Bethel. Good morning, Yvonne.
Good morning, both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning, all of you. And to the victims of this typhoon, thoughts and prayers every day.
Mm-hmm.
I was not going to call today. I feel angry, frustrated, disappointed. Why? Anchorage News last night, that what you call it, Homeland Security spokesperson stated they can start shipping them back November 10th. To what? They got nothing.
You mean sending people back to Kipnuk and Quigg and?
No, that's what he said, if I didn't hear it wrong. And then afterward, there were victims of the typhoon, and they even have to pay for their own fare back, I guess. That's the way I heard it. That's not right.
Oh, gonna have to find out about that.
Yeah, it was on whoever watched Anchorage News last night, Anchorage Channel 2 News. And after hearing my native brother from Quigg, I don't know how many of you listen, there's nothing. And those Kipnuk people, I watch them on, I hear them on TV, they need electricity, water. There's nothing to go back to.
Wow.
Where our native leaders should stand up more and help them out. They are nothing to go back to. Why? I met a friend from Kipnuk in Asia. His home drifted away.
Oh, my gosh. Well, maybe they're only going to send back the ones who actually have a home to go to.
I hope that's the way it is. That's why I feel the way I'm feeling right now and trying to maintain my composure. I hope that's the case. And we're in a duck to the crews that are helping in the villages. You're doing God's work, and I hear neighboring villages are helping out. Those of you that took people into your own homes, you're doing God's work, and I hope they, not the way I heard it, I hope they only send the people that have homes yet to go back to. Winter's upon us, and too late to fix them damaged homes and everything.
Mm, true.
Yeah, but, like they said, Halloween tonight. Watch out for the kids and scary things tonight, and blast from the past before this climate change and global warming happen. As a kid, we're not too fearful. We just went to walk. And then everything was going well till we hit Adolf Lynn's house, and John Nackett would be playing that Halloween scary music. I don't think I'm touching the road. But it brought back memories of the growing up as a kid in Bethel anyway. But it was Mom taught us to be respectful to all households, and that's what we did. But it brought back memories of Halloween and be safe. The lakes and ponds and everything else is not safe yet.
No.
And one more thing I almost forget. You know, fishing game is opening up that 100 moose tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And I get frustrated again to them typhoon victims, and they have no four-wheelers, no snow machines. I thought of even applying one for myself to hang meat in the fish cast for them anyway.
Yeah.
But
I wondered
at
about
least
that.
At least they opened up anyway.
Right.
But it's still dangerous, and the only place to go about and around is on the roads and tundra.
Mm-hmm.
And watch out for them lakes up in the tundra. They're deep. And the swamps ain't safe yet either, so... Be safe and watch out for the scary things, little scary people tonight. Good morning.
Okay, good morning. Thank you, Yvonne. Yeah, I wondered with that moose hunt, how do you know, like, what if somebody is just going out to go hunting? They're not a typhoon victim or... That's what I wondered about.
Yeah, it's a good point. I don't know.
Yeah. How? Because people in Anchorage, they're not going to be able to go hunting. But there is proxy hunting available.
Mm-hmm.
That's allowed. But then what?
Okay, so yeah, you must possess a valid Alaska resident hunting license in order to get these moose tags. There is 100 of them. Yeah.
Oh, and Alaska residents.
Yeah,
who have not harvested a moose.
Since July
1st.
First, yeah.
Are eligible to participate. Okay. Anyway, again, you can go to hunt.alaska.gov to find out more and to sign up for a permit. I think it begins November 9th. Okay, our weather for this weekend, today a little bit of snow likely, patchy freezing fog before 4 p.m. this afternoon, cloudy with a high near 30, and then Saturday there'll be snow mainly before 4 p.m., patchy freezing fog before 1 p.m., highs near 31 degrees, and Sunday, chance of snow, high near 30, lower chance of precipitation. And then the lower Kuskokwim Valley, today, snow likely, cloudy, high near 30. Saturday, snow likely, mainly before 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and then cloudy with a high near 30. And then Sunday in the lower Kuskokwim Valley, a chance of snow, cloudy, high near 29. Chance of precipitation is about 40%. Okay, so very similar weather throughout the region. And, there's the Anchorage weather. Anchorage weather, they're in the 40s. Also, isn't it daylight savings time soon?
I think so. I don't know.
When is that? And we fall behind on that. Spring, we spring ahead. Fall, we fall behind. I'm going to look that up.
Sunday, November 2.
Oh, this...
When clocks will fall back, that's Sunday.
This Sunday?
Yeah.
So that means, like, when you go to bed Saturday night, you're going to get an extra hour.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll fall back by 1 hour.
All right. And then in spring, we spring ahead an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that kind of snuck up on me. I hadn't even realized that was coming, but okay, this weekend you will be getting an extra hour. Okay, very good. All right, so I think that's kind of all of our announcements. A lot going on. We might go ahead and close up the show. I mean, because we're just got a few more minutes.
You're the host?
Left. Yeah. Okay. Let me see here. I think I might just got a text. One of my students. Okay, I'm going to give a shout out to Martina. Pupil, you're welcome to call the show anytime and say hi. It's one of my students, Martina. A very fun student, too. All right, so I think we're going to close up, and we'll hear from you, and you'll hear from us again next Friday on Talkline.
Thank you. Everyone have a great weekend, and happy Halloween.
Precious.